Once again, we return to our octamer. Let's look at H2A. In marked contrast to H3 and H4, the H2A chains have rather long C-termini, which I've again highlighted in yellow. These C-termini are so long that they impart to H2A the distinction of being the only histone subunit which extends the full diameter of the octamer, and whose terminal strands protrude from both sides thereof. Moreover, the H2A C-terminal amino acid sequence is not only long, but also strongly basic. While this might be construed to suggest a DNA binding potential, I must note also that there are a surprising number of acidic residues as well. I have no idea what to do with such a sequence, so I'm just ignoring it for now.